This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our guest is Dr. Matthew Roberts. The subject is nicotinamide riboside, brand name True Niagen, and it's something that I consider a tremendous innovation in the field of nutritional medicine. One of the things that doesn't come along that frequently, a real breakthrough, because it's one of those things that it doesn't just target one thing. When you target the mitochondria, you target so many bodily processes. And so you could really say that its effects are ubiquitous. So Dr. Roberts, at the end of the first segment, you kind of turned the tables on me. You said, you asked me, you became the host, you're the guest host, and you posed the question to me like, so what do you think of True Niagen? You know, you take, two True Niagen Pros every morning. And I have to say that I have done it so consistently. It's like one of the things I really hate to run out of. So, I've got a few more samples, so send them my way.
I will, definitely.
Send me a care package, because I just love the stuff. So let me explain what happened when I took it. You know, first of all, the way I vet things is, first of all, I do a lot of reading. And so, okay, I read about it. It sounds plausible. Then I look at the scientific studies. They sound good. But it doesn't stop there, because just because studies sound good, we know, frankly, there's some misrepresentation and exaggeration in scientific studies. And sometimes, what theoretically is said to work doesn't really work. We see that all the time with drugs that sound great and are plausible and are approved by the FDA. They don't work as well as they did in the studies. Ultimately, they cause a lot of side effects, and then they can be withdrawn from the marketplace. So I use myself as a guinea pig, with many of the supplements that I ultimately endorse and get behind. So actually it was a good time to try it, because around the age of 65, I started to, get my Medicare card. And I guess, my 50,000-mile warranty ran out, and I just started to feel kind of a decline in energy and performance. And I really wasn't sure what was going on. And I did a bunch of blood tests, and I didn't really find anything. And I even tested myself for Lyme disease. And I said, what's going on? I'm just kind of losing, vitality. I tested my testosterone, which was fine, and, all manner of things. And it was just sort of a general kind of a little reduction in my edge. So I did a couple of things. And so I won't attribute this entirely to True Niagen. I went on a paleo diet, like a very strict paleo diet, because I've been on a very good diet before. And I started taking True Niagen around the same time. And I had a big turnaround. And the way I know that it's True Niagen is I've relaxed a little bit on the very strict, Whole30 paleo diet. I eat a little bit off the diet. And at the, when you do the Whole30, you don't have any alcohol, you don't have any sugar, you're very clean, no grains whatsoever, no dairy. And I'll occasionally have those things now. So I'm pretty sure now it's not about the diet alone. I think the diet may have been a great reboot for me. So I really appreciate what it's done for me. So does that answer your question?
It does, and I apologize for being impertinent and asking you the question. But
well, you put me on the spot. But I could have said, well, I tried it; it didn't do anything for me. So let's continue the interview.
It's great. It's great to hear that. And a couple of interesting things in your comments there is, that you were kind of combining it a little bit with the paleo or quasi paleo diet. And as we know, some of the effects of the paleo diet are ketogenic in nature. And, that's a different way to kind of, fine-tune metabolism, right? And, you're cleaner start, but also a way to make, metabolism a little bit more efficient and more effective. Also, you know, the ketogenic part, at least, known to also affect mental focus and clarity. So there's a lot of convergence, I would say, on what we understand about caloric restriction, fasting, ketogenic diets or ketogenic effects, and boosting NAD. There's common metabolic links, all which flow through the mitochondria. So that was one thing that struck me in the comments you made. The other is more from a metaphor. You know, I think you had used a car analogy a couple times, and mm-hmm. your 50,000 mile warranty or something like that, or check-in, I think is maybe the words that you used. More and more we do see NAD, it's almost like a race car driver or like a Formula One driver. It really helps you get around the healthy aging track again and again and again. But also, like a Formula One, it's not the driver alone, though, right? He or she relies on a team and a support and the car and everything. And the tires wear out, or the car needs more fuel, or there's a damage on the fairing or something like this. And like a good driver, it's reporting back. And NAD, in addition to the things that we talked about in terms of kind of supplying and fueling the mitochondrial energy, also is a sensor, and it's telling cellular repair mechanisms to kick in, and it's controlling reactive oxygen species, and it's doing a number of the other things that are kind of inherent in the, at least in the metaphor that I heard in your words, and it's a similar metaphor that we use when we explain the metabolic effects. So anyway, thank you for that, and I just wanted to comment and resonate with what you said.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. Here goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Matthew Roberts. He's Chief Scientific Officer and Senior VP of Innovation at ChromaDex, makers of True Niagen. Yep. So let's look at some really high energy demand organs. And the number one, you know, some people might guess heart. Okay, this is a quiz. What do you think? Heart or brain? Well, it turns out it's brain. Now, heart, you know, does a yeoman service pumping millions and millions of times during our lifetimes. And does a pretty good job, you know, until we're, 60, 70, 80. And, you know, sometimes we develop heart failure. Sometimes we develop, atrial fibrillation or arrhythmias. But it just keeps on ticking. But it's the brain that really is a very energy avid organ.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think, when you look at the energy consumption, you also look, you often measure it through oxygen consumption. And I think, 20% of the entire body's oxygen supply goes to the brain, right? So to your point, there's a lot of energy metabolism going there.
The first thing that gets damaged, if you have a cardiac arrest is the brain. The other organs take longer to succumb.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things that we know is that, as you age, energy metabolism in general becomes less efficient and NAD levels start to fall. And that's certainly associated with, I guess some of the problems of old age.
So among the researchers that you're distributing product to so that they conduct their studies, what are some of the things they're working on?
Yeah, so one of the things is with as many collaborations there in the program, it's hard to pin it down. But we start to use this acronym, I guess, so we call it HM3. And so it's heart, mind, muscle, and metabolism. Those are the ones where we start to see trends, both in the requests for new research as well as for where we see positive results. Muscle is interesting, you know, so you need a lot of NAD and cellular energy.
Yeah, a lot of our athletes are taking True Niagen.
Yeah, not only to contract, but also to relax your muscles. A lot of people don't know just to relax your muscles, you also need to expend energy, and NAD is required. But then on the other side, when you're repairing after exercise or recovering, and your muscles need to relax a little bit more, there's potential for benefit as well. So that's on the muscle. And then metabolism, you know, energy metabolism is just so central to healthy mitochondria and healthy cells and healthy aging, that just keeping those pathways efficient and effective, there's a ton of research coming out on that. Diabetic path. So
let's talk about safety studies, because you know we really have to establish that. Okay, you know, maybe helpful, and you know, it feeds certain pathways. But is there a potential toxicity, or is there the potential for NAD to interact harmfully with any of the medications that people take?
As a medical doctor, you'll appreciate any time you make a change in your diet or exercise or sleep patterns, you should always check with your doctor. And really, the medical doctor is the best place to make those connections. It doesn't look like there's a lot of evidence that would suggest that there is too much crosstalk with most medications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we know, in heart disease, and particularly when doctors will prescribe statins,
mm-hmm.
There you become sort of conditionally deficient in CoQ10,
mm-hmm.
and that's often why, you know, now a recommendation will be to supply CoQ10. CoQ10 being related to the electron transport chain that we talked about. So it most probably, and I think we would infer from our research that when taking statins, you're getting into a electron transport dysfunctional state.
Mm-hmm.
And so supplementing with CoQ10 is clearly recommended now. Correct. Yeah, definitely not supplanting CoQ10, but for that drug interaction.
And then there have been, I think, animal studies, because whenever you start doing more advanced studies, you have to do what's called a phase 1 trial, which is to establish whether something is toxic. So you've given enormous amounts of nicotinamide riboside to experimental animals before unleashing it on humans. And at astronomical doses, it hasn't produced any harmful side effects.
Yeah, we're not seeing any adverse events in those studies or commercially. On the flip side of that, in my position, I also run the regulatory function for the company.
Right. Right.
And so when we supply a regulatory dossier, whether it's the U.S., Canada, Europe, we have to supply a pretty rigorous
mm-hmm.
Safety and tox dossier, just as any
right.
manufacturer would. And so in all those studies, we're seeing a very clean bill of health.
So that really kind of talks back to the people who say, you know, the supplement market is unregulated. There's all kinds of, new products that they're introducing willy-nilly without any safety data. But that's really not applicable to a big company like ChromaDex, very high profile, making a product that's being used by tens of thousands and perhaps hundreds of thousands of people now.
Yeah. Again, I think our consumers have a very, very, very good experience with NR and True Niagen, the formula that we deliver to the market. And if people are calling our consumer hotline, it's usually to tell us about some of the effects that like you described,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Hoff.
And how do they reach that consumer hotline? Let's issue a call to action and some information about how to get more information about True Niagen.
Yeah, it's on the back of our product, and so if they have a, we call it the blue bottle, the True Niagen blue bottle, but there's there's clear indications there on how they can contact us either online or by phone. It's also on our True Niagen website, so www.trueniagen.com. There's customer care at trueniagen.com, and it's 888-642-4361.
Okay, and just to distinguish, it's available on a retail basis, the standard product, but the True Niagen Pro, which is the more potent product, is only available through health professionals, and we have it at drhoffmanstore.com.
That's correct, yep.
Okay, great. Anything to add to recover all the bases that you wanted to cover?
I think so. I was delighted with the conversation. I learned something, and we're definitely going to contact the military to see if they'd like a supply as well. The one thing I'll leave you with is, yep, just again, Formula One race car sort of metaphor is that more and more having good cellular health and putting NAD in the driver's seat, we think is kind of fundamental to a full approach to healthy aging. So.
And I completely concur, folks. This is a real deal. I'm a big fan of True Niagen. So thanks very much, Dr. Matthew Roberts, for joining us and helping to inform our listeners about this great product. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.